You could throw open your window and shout that you're not going to take it anymore.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon in for Steve Chiotakis. Later today, the president will be meeting with bank executives and trade groups. On the agenda, regulation, commercial loans, and, of course, financial bailouts. But as Amanda Aronchik reports, it's the culture of Wall Street that's worrying the masses. They're mad and showing signs they're not going to take it anymore.
It's been a tense few weeks between Capitol Hill and the banking industry. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the uproar over corporate excess will certainly come up today.
Obviously, they'll talk about stuff that's been in the news for over the past several weeks, compensation and bonuses and excesses like that.
The concern over bonuses has been distracting from the core issues. But as financial analyst Karen Shaw-Batru says, that's not what's surprising about the executive's visit.
These guys come and go all the time in and out of the White House singly and in groups. That anyone cares is the really unusual aspect of the meeting.
Of course, it'd be hard not to care these days, as the president's press secretary points out.
Wall Street and Main Street, all of us are in the same boat. We're all in this together.
Gibbs also said the president will remind the bankers what's good for them has to be good for the American people, too. I'm Amanda Aronchik for Marketplace.
French workers are mad about the economic crisis there, and they're really demonstrating quite literally that they're not taking any more. There have been huge protests across that country and a rather unusual display of outrage at a factory run by an American company. Anita Elash joins us from Paris with more on this. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's been happening this week?
Well, the big event was this hostage taking at the 3M factory in Pithiviers. About half the workers there are getting laid off. And so on Tuesday, when the company's director came in to negotiate severance packages, things got out of hand and he ended up locked inside his office where he stayed until early on Thursday morning. That was the second boss napping in a couple of weeks. There were a couple of directors of Sony France that also spent a couple of days locked in their office. And then this week we had hundreds of workers who are losing their jobs at a Continental tire plant demonstrating on the streets of Paris and burning tires not far from the presidential palace.
Why is all this labor unrest happening now?
Well, it's because people really are very angry about the way the Sarkozy government has been handling the economic crisis. People mostly think that he's doing a lot more for the rich than he's doing for the ordinary working person. And things keep happening to reinforce that point of view. We've been seeing more and more layoffs. Another 80,000 people lost their jobs last month. And then at the same time, we've been hearing about bank executives taking bonuses or stock options and managers at companies that are laying people off, leaving with very large golden parachutes.
I have to say, the French seem to do things differently, though. It's a little hard to imagine, let's say, union auto workers throwing the head of GM in the back of a car and taking him to an undisclosed location.
That's a bit hard to imagine. But in France, it's not hard to imagine at all, because this isn't the first time that workers have resorted to boss napping. There were a couple of cases about a year ago, and that was well before anybody realized that there was going to be an economic crisis.
So watch out, Mr. CEO. It can come to this. Anita Elash, reporting from Paris. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The major European markets still seem to be walking on air this morning. London's FTSE has opened 0.5% higher. In Paris, the CAC 40 has advanced 0.1%. And Frankfurt's DAX is up a tiny fraction. Most Asian markets were higher as well, although Tokyo's Nikkei reversed its early gains and closed down by 0.1%. Wall Street will be trying to build on yesterday's rally. The Dow gained another 2.25% yesterday.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
The New York State Legislature is putting the finishing touches on its budget ahead of a deadline next week. And like a lot of places, the Empire State is having to make some tough choices. One item you might not expect to see in a slimmed-down budget is a huge tax credit to bring in film and TV producers. But they're not yelling cut just yet. In fact, it might make it. And as Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports, it's becoming a necessity in state budgets from coast to coast.
Cut!
It's not a surprise to have a film crew set up on the streets of New York. In this case, an episode of Law & Order is being filmed on Manhattan's Lower East Side.
Rolling.
What may be surprising is that for every dollar NBC Universal spends here, the company gets 30 cents back from the state at tax time. and not just for the equipment and the salaries of the 50 or so crew members and makeup artists gathered here.
How many breakfasts would you say you're doing per day?
Could be about 150 to 100.
Alex Valdivia works as a chef in a large food truck that caters specifically to New York's film industry. It employs about 30 people.
It is about jobs, clearly. Jobs for New Yorkers.
John Johnston runs a trade association called the New York Production Alliance. He says film and TV production in New York State directly created more than 7,000 additional jobs last year. Almost three times that when you include the indirect jobs, like hotel and restaurant employees.
We've got 5 years of proven track record here that says this is a program that does financially work and create jobs. Other states can imitate that.
Other states already are. Neighboring Connecticut, for example, and Michigan, which is trying desperately to create jobs for laid-off auto workers.
In 2007, three films were produced in Michigan. In 2008, actually between April and December of 2008, 35 films were produced.
That's Mike Shore of Michigan's production office. He says that jump came last spring after Michigan introduced a 40% tax credit. One of GM's truck plants is being turned into a soundstage, and the state is ramping up the marketing effort.
You've got more shoreline than almost any state other than Alaska. You've got vast natural beauty in trees and mountains in northern Michigan. You've got cities that have neighborhoods that were built in the 1800s. We can give you a look like Boston.
Shore says there are no plans yet for a Hollywood-style sign in Detroit. But don't think Hollywood's not paying attention. Last month, California rolled out a 20 to 25% film production tax credit of its own. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. You can stay up to date on the latest financial twists and turns with Scott Jagow's Scratchpad blog. Check it out at marketplace.org. And thanks very much for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.